ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast has everything you need in a podcast.
Hello, and thank you for downloading.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, because that was just such an awful intro.
It wasn't great.
Anyway, we're here. We are Cliffo and Gabby. This is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Despite the very average intro, thank you for downloading.
I have a bit of an exclusive hint for anyone who downloads the podcast. I'm not actually going to put this on the show.
Yeah.
But in summer, leading up to, you know, the hotter times when we're going into pools and whatnot, be careful if you have any injuries before jumping in. Because I jumped into my friend's pool yesterday.
Yeah.
Very highly chlorinated.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know I had chafe.
Oh, wow.
All of a sudden, I was stinging, because the chlorine was like getting in there. Oh.
That's the thing,
it
man.
It was bad.
Because I'm a pretty new pool owner, and I'm trying to work out that balance now between, you know, killing all the germs so you don't get an earache or whatever, having clean water, and bleaching your eyes, your eyeballs. It's a very, very fine line.
Ears or eyes, which are we choosing today?
Harry and Marv from Home Alone. Have you suffered a cringery?
A Christmas injury.
A Christmas injury. A magical Christmas injury.
they seem to be injuries that you recover from faster because you want to get into the festive spirit.
It's true.
And so you just like, you know, you tend to gloss over them.
Yeah,
a
you just
bit.
Suck it up, buttercup, don't you? So you are three times more likely, Gabby, to injure yourself during the festive period, which I think officially starts this week.
Yep.
Cuts and abrasions, the admissions at hospitals for cuts and abrasions through the roof.
I bet.
During the festive period. Falling is huge. Heat stroke, big in Australia. Injuries related to intoxication. And we're bringing this to the table because I was cutting the Christmas ham over the weekend, the most Christmas job ever.
Yep.
Sliced the top of my pointer finger. And I tried to flush the toilet with it this morning. And
ouch.
Oh, my, the pain.
I bet.
The pain, mate.
Someone's like, ooh. Hurts to wee? Like, what are you doing in there?
Ow! There's a cream for that, son. 131060 is our phone number. Give us a call if you have suffered a cringery, a Christmas-related injury, because you're three times more likely this time of the year. David's here on 131060, mate. What's your cringery?
I nearly took my finger off with a cane knife at Christmas Day.
Ooh. A cane knife. What were you doing? Why were you caning on Christmas Day?
No, I was cutting up some cane for the kids.
Oh, what, to like suck on the juices or whatever?
Yeah, and you end up at the hospital getting it stitched back together.
I'm going to put it out there too. I reckon a cane knife, probably a little bit more ferocious than my brand new filleting knife. Big sucker?
Yeah, and it's a bit bigger too.
Bit bigger?
Just I don't know, David. Don't make light of my cut, David. I had to put two Band-Aids on it, David.
Oh, no.
It was real, mate. The pain's real, but I will survive. Ken's here. Ken, what's your cringery, mate?
Hey, mate, it's actually my uncle. One Christmas, it was stinking hot, and he thought he'd get up on the roof and put the sprinkler on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After a few beverages, these things get a bit dicey, so he ended up slipping off the roof and chipping the ball off his elbow.
Oh,
okay. So what he wanted to make like
make
one of those Mr. things.
Like make it rain.
He wanted to make it rain, but not with cash.
Yeah, he thought it'd be a good idea to
like at the strippers.
Down a bit.
This is a trifecta. This goes across all three categories.
Cuts and abrasions, falling, a little bit of heat stroke, and injuries related to intoxication.
Four.
Definitely. Can we take one more?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Christina on 131060. Christina, what's your cringery, Christmas injury?
It was actually last year. I was putting up the Christmas lights outside on the patio and I was on a three-step ladder.
Yeah.
I took one, went thought I was on bottom level and went step down and I missed the last two.
We shouldn't laugh.
I've definitely done that.
See,
before.
Not only is that an injury, that's a really bad fright as well, Christina.
Yeah, it was.
It's like when you're swinging on a chair and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Mary Gibbs is a former child actress best known for voicing Boo in Monsters, Inc. She's all grown up now and no longer scared of monsters.
What? See? No monster in here.
Make room on Zoom. We're heading to Monstropolis to meet Boo, a.k.a. Mary Gibbs, with Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday.
Mary Gibbs, a.k.a. Boo from Monsters, Inc. Welcome to Australian radio. It's great to have you on, my friends.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here.
It's so cool to talk to you. And we've got you on Zoom right now, Mary, and I can see, is that a Boo tattoo on your arm?
It is, yes. This was it's one of my dad's original storyboards. So that's how I got the gig. He was a storyboard artist on the movie, so I had to represent. She's running around.
That's so cool.
I want to play back a bit. This is one of the more emotional bits where Boo is interacting with Mike and Scully on Monsters, Inc.
Well, so long, kid.
Mike Wazowski.
Come here, you. Goodbye, Boo.
Oh. So, Mary, Boo didn't actually say a lot of words. There was a lot of squealing and laughing, and, you know, she's a young toddler. How old were you when you got all that on tape?
So it started when I was 2.5, and 2.5 to 3.5. So I wasn't saying much words either at the time.
Do you have many memories from set? Because you were so young, it's hard to remember when you're such a small kid.
It is hard. So originally I was just brought in to, like I said, my dad was a storyboard artist and I was just brought in to sketch and to draw. And so I was just playing around the studio. And so I remember like the walls in the studio, you know, they have the foam for like the sound.
Yeah.
So the sound doesn't bounce. And I just remember like little blips of like me like rolling around on the foam. I remember more when I was 5 years old. That's when the movie actually came out in 2001. And I have, I remember like Billy Crystal, he walked me down the red carpet. I kind of remember meeting him for the first time. Again, it's just little flashes. I just learned how to write my name. And I remember like taking like 5 minutes to write each autograph. So,
wow.
Yeah, I wish I had more memories, but, you know, the memories that I do have are good ones.
Oh, that's so sweet. So when your dad was storyboarding Boo and drawing Boo, was he using you as inspiration in drawing her?
Yeah, so originally Boo was supposed to be a 12-year-old girl. But when it was kind of brought up in one of the meetings that they needed a girl to come in and just sketch, my dad was like, well, I have a, you know, 2.5-year-old, three-year-old, we'll just bring her in. And so when I was brought in, they kind of realized that Boo should be a younger girl because, like a 12-year-old might be freaked out in Monster World. But a 3-year-old is just, they're too young to really know what's going on. You know, they're just young enough to just be curious about the world. So it was, I definitely influenced her age.
Wow.
And then my mom would always put pigtails in my hair when they would sketch me. And so that's one of the reasons she has pigtails. And it was also easier to animate, which 2 for 1. So,
yeah. You mentioned there Billy Crystal walking you down the red carpet, which, you know, now that you're an adult, you must realize the gravity of that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole thing just kind of hit me more as I got older. Like when I was young, obviously, I didn't even know I was in a movie, I'm sure. And then, you know, as like elementary school came and like, you know, as I got older, I was really realizing the gravity. And then when I turned 20, I was teaching yoga at the time and Billy Crystal actually tweeted about me, which is pretty cool. He was like, oh, the voice of Boo is now 20 years old and teaches yoga. So that was a cool little shout out to me.
And one thing we have to run by you before we let you go is this fan theory surrounding Boo. Now, I don't know if you've heard this, but there's a fan theory that Boo goes on to become Violet, who's the sister in The Incredibles, the superhero family. The theory goes that Boo and Violet look similar, and there is a scene where Scully closes the door, throwing Boo inside, and when Sully turns around, she is outside. This is one of the powers that Violet had in The Incredibles, and that could have been an early sign that Boo was, in fact, Violet. Have you heard this theory before?
I just recently heard the Violet theory, and I do like that. But my favorite theory, though, is that Boo is the time traveling witch from Brave. And I guess you know, there's Easter eggs all throughout Pixar movies, which just makes it really special. But I guess in one of the scenes, the witch, I guess she's like a wood whittler, or she like carves wood, and there's a wood carving of Sully. And so I like that theory, but hey, if she was a time traveling witch, that means she could also be Violet. So
she could be all of them.
Wow. I love it. Exactly. That's the ultimate Easter egg three-way there. Incredible. Mary Gibbs voiced gorgeous little Boo, so cute in Monsters, Inc. back in the day. And the franchise still going strong with the spin-off series that's on Disney Plus now. Yeah. So, Mary Gibbs, yeah, great to have you on for Memory Monday. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
It starts tonight on Channel 9. It's called Snack Masters, which is everything we love about the world, TV and snacks. Yeah. And not just that, Cliffo said this just off air a second ago, his favourite goggle boxer ever is part of the show, Evie Jones, and she joins us right now. How you going, Evie?
Oh, good. Thank you for me being your favourite.
Yep. Just don't tell Adam and Simon I said that.
No.
Evie, Snack Masters looks so good. So Gabby and I, we're so into food. We even do this segment called Cliffo and Gabby Food Dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to love it then.
So but this is where award-winning chefs try and replicate Aussie snacks, like classic Aussie snacks.
Yeah, everyday snacks, the ones that we have all the time. And the ones that every single time you eat them, they taste exactly the same. And that's the difficulty is, you know, chefs normally don't mind making things a bit different, but they can't do that.
No, they've got to make it exact. The one that I think is going to be the toughest personally is Twisties.
Oh, I was going to say Twisties.
Because when you eat a Twistie, it's so unique. It tastes the exact same every single time. How the hell are they going to figure that one out?
Well, you're going to have to tune in and watch because it's pretty tricky. It's pretty all of them are actually tricky. You think that like even the Whopper tonight is the Angry Whopper. You think that's a pretty easy one. It's not.
Yeah, Hungry Jack's classic. Okay, so we've worked out like what the chefs are doing on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do on the show?
I just eat.
Oh, best job ever.
That's the best job.
I'm just the I'm the food detective. So what are my part of the show is I take you guys into the factories and show you how those snacks are actually made.
That's cool.
Oh, that is so good. So
we're actually learning while watching Snackmasters.
Exactly. It's got everything. It's got food, it's got competitions, and it's got that old element of how do you do it.
I'm very intrigued.
Before we let you go, Evie Jones, Gabby and I, we want to do a quick round robin kind of thing. Like think like the tennis draw. We've actually listed out our favourite snacks.
Okay.
We're going to throw two at you, get you to pick your fave, and then we'll have Cliffo and Gabby's ultimate snack. So my first one that I wanted to put forward was the Ego Magnum versus...
the Smith's salt and vinegar chips.
Chips.
Oh.
Okay, the chips win there.
Salt and vinegar chips.
Chips going through to round two.
Okay.
Yep.
Next up, I put, if you like chips, I just put a packet of Cheezels, good old-fashioned Cheezels.
I put Cadbury Marble chocolate.
Cheezels.
Oh, you are a chip fanatic.
Okay, so
all right,
now,
well, we've got to put the chips up against each other then.
So, Cheezels chips, I guess they are.
Yeah.
You get to put them on your finger.
Oh, yeah, the savoury smack.
All right, let's put it out there. Drum roll, please. What's going to be the ultimate snack, Evie Jones? Is it Cliffo's, Cheezels, or Gabby's salt and vinegar chips? The winner is...
I'm going to have to go Gabby's.
Salt and vinegar
chips!
She's
taking that.
Salt and vinegar.
All the way, right? They are the bomb.
Oh, I could eat them every day. I probably do.
My poor old Ego Magnum just melting away. All right, Snack Masters, don't miss it. Premieres tonight at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Evie Jones, love you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me. Enjoy the show.
Okay, guys, we're playing Alpha Bucks tomorrow, and this is the part of the podcast where we give away a free answer for tomorrow's game, Tuesday, November 30.
The answer you need is fruit. And I don't know why, but the Wiggles just come to mind whenever you hear fruit.
Oh, yeah,
fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy. That is the soundtrack of my weekends and most weekday afternoons right there, guys. So fruit is your free answer for Alpha Bucks playing again tomorrow on Hit. Gabs, I mentioned it before, Justin Bieber there. The sympathy spew is real and it is absolutely awful.
It really is.
So a bit of backstory. My son, Charlie, he's 2, turns 3 April next year, and he's really crook at the moment. I'm on about 3 hours sleep today, so if I'm a little bit mush-mouthed, that's why. He has not been sleeping. He's coughing. And on Saturday night, you and I were here all Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, Michelle got me to swing by and pick up the Saturday night pizza. And Saturday Night Pizza is absolutely awesome. I love Saturday Night Pizza Night. We do it very, very often.
It means you don't have to cook.
Didn't sit very well with Charlie, though, because he is crook. And then after we put him down, they go to bed. The kids go to bed like 7:30, 8 o'clock. So about 2 hours after that on Saturday night, Charlie starts like crying hysterically. He's really, really upset. And we're in bed, which shows how early we also go to bed on a Saturday night.
2 hours after 8 o'clock. That's all right. That's okay. 10 o'clock.
We're dead to the world. So we've been in bed for a while. Charlie's screaming. So my wife goes and gets him and brings him into our room. She's standing up, holding him, and we're discussing what we should do. When he vomits into my wife's face.
Oh, my God.
All down her pajamas.
Oh,
it's
my
a
God.
Big one, too. It's all sort of settled on the floor.
Oh.
So my wife pretty much threw Charlie to me. Oh, I got him sorted out while she sorted herself out. And then she went back to Charlie, which was, I think, her subtle way of saying, you clean up what's in the bedroom. So I went and got, like, a bucket of water and all that sort of stuff, some rags, and I'm mopping it all up and I'm wringing it. It's a whole thing, right?
So gross.
But then as I am doing that, I actually picture what happened again and how he spewed into my wife's face. Because after that happened, she said to me, there's a little bit in my mouth. And I've pictured that. And that's what set me off. That is what set me off.
Gross.
The vision of that and the whole, you know, the cleaning it up and whatnot. So I just would like to rephrase what I said before. Saturday Night Pizza Night is awesome. The first time, everyone.
If you haven't having, I'm having a bad day right now. I can't talk. But if you are ever having a bad day, I've got the perfect solution to turn that frown upside down.
So you haven't done this yet? This is
not today. I haven't, obviously. No, I did it on the weekend. I wasn't even having a bad day, but it was the best day of my life in the end because I went into a toy shop. And I've not been into a toy shop for a very long time because I don't have kids. I don't have a reason to go in there.
Toy shops are a little bit of a dying breed as
they
are. Like, you just stand alone.
Like Toys R Us went bust
Toy Worlds. I mean, they're still around.
Yeah.
But
you got to look for
them. Toy shops used to be on every corner, man.
Not anymore.
Little privately owned ones too. They were great.
Yes. And it's probably been a good 10 to 15 years since I've been into
a toy shop. Yeah.
But I did it on the weekend because we were looking for Christmas presents for a couple of little ones in our lives. We had about three or four presents we needed to find and buy. So we're like, all right, we don't know what we want. We can't find anything online that suits. So we'll go into the toy shop and see if it gives us any inspo. And I swear to God, I spent like 2 hours in this toy shop playing with all of the different toys. And I walked out with two Christmas presents for myself.
Gabby thinks every toy shop is like Duncan's toy chest.
It was the
in
best.
Home Alone. Like,
yeah.
Go in and play with the toys. I think that's actually frowned upon.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I love Christmas. I love everything about Christmas. I'm a very Christmassy kind of gal, but guys, I made a huge mistake. A big mistake when it comes to my blow-up Santa. And I know how that sounds.
This blow-up Santa of yours,
it'd
be 3 or 4 years old. It gets to run every single Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like, because I do the full lights and I've got them on the roof and everything like that. And
I just do a Santa.
I spend like a whole day doing it. And I'm like, I'll put my lights up. And you're like, oh, yeah, I put Santa up.
And
I'm
I've
like,
got a couple of lights.
You spent 2 minutes. That's great.
It's taken more than 2 minutes this year because for some reason, Santa doesn't want to play ball. So normally with these big blow-up things you can get from Bunnings and Kmart everywhere else. They expect you to put it on grass and they give you like tent pegs so you can peg them in and they don't go anywhere. But mine's on the porch, so it's tiled. So I've had to tie strings into where you'd normally put the pegs and try to tie him up somehow so that he doesn't fall over or blow away.
I'm interested to hear about this because we've moved into the new house and I'm not keen to kill the grass.
Yes.
That's what they do. You're right.
They do.
They have to be pegged into the grass, but I'm just not putting them up this year.
No.
Because I don't want to kill the grass.
You're too grass proud. Well, I have struggled. Normally, I think I had furniture on the porch last year that I could tie him to, but we got rid of that furniture. So it's been a little harder. And I've tied him up with all the normal points that I would do. But for some reason, because I've got him on a timer, so he's not up all day.
No.
He's only up during the night when the lights are on. And so he'll go down during the day, and when he comes back up, his head will get stuck on like a railing and he'll be half lying down, and I've got to go out and pop him up for him to
It's kind of sad. It's like a half inflated jumping castle.
Yes, yes. It looks terrible. Yeah. So I've got about six things tying him in all different directions.
Because that's wasn't with working. These inflatables, that's the goal, is that they can rise themselves.
And
if you
stand
can
up
get
straight,
them to the point that you've got it set up so well that it can rise itself, you don't have to give it any help.
Oh, that's
help
what
or
you
whatever.
Want. You don't want to go out there every night.
That's what you're going for.
That's what you're going for. And every night I would look out the window and I would swear and I would get angry because Santa wasn't rising by himself. So I got sick of it and I've gone out there and I have realized I needed to tie something at the upper parts of the blow up so that he would rise straight up and not get his head stuck
on
the railing. So he's
got
a guide. And there's no tags on the upper part of Santa's body to be able to tie something on there. So I've just had to put a string around Santa's head and tie it onto the railing to give him a bit of a guide. And when he was upright and inflated, they looked fine because the string was under his beard. So you couldn't see it because it was like wrapped around under his beard. All good. And it was fine. And it wasn't until yesterday that we went out Christmas shopping and we came home. And from the street, I looked in and Santa was deflated because it's the daytime.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's just hanging by his neck. It's no longer a Santa.
Bad news, kids. No presents this year.
It's more a Halloween decoration.
Gabby's
now.
Killed Santa Claus.
I know.
131060 is our phone number. I used to get so frustrated as a child when Mum and Dad would say you'd forget your head
if it wasn't screwed on. But it's true.
But now I'm a parent. I sympathise, Mum and Dad.
Right.
I'm sorry. You guys were right.
It's so frustrating. Kids just forget the most ridiculous things. The other day, it was actually on Friday, they got all the way to the bus stop, which is about four houses down the street. And my nephew turned to my sister and said, "Do you have my school bag?" My sister's like, "Why would I have your school bag?" And he had to leg it all the way back to the house and back in time to catch the bus to school.
This kid, it was like the Chariots of Fire, like Olympics.
He was flash.
He was flying to get
Luckily,
the bag.
Luckily, they'd left the house unlocked.
131060 is the phone number. What'd your kid forget?
Yeah.
Kids forgetting stuff all the time. It's so frustrating as a parent. But it's kind of funny if we
it's
sit
funny
back
for
and
us.
laugh at other people's misfortune. 131060, Robbie's here. Robbie, what did your kid forget?
Yeah, no, it was me as a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my stepmom got me all the way to school and I had forgot to put my undies on and I was wearing a skirt.
What did she do? Did you have to go all day without undies?
No, she didn't make me do that because I had a skirt on, but she was furious because she was already late for work.
Turn around, go home. Imagine explaining that to the boss. His stepdaughter didn't put undies on. Robbie, great story. We were all kids once.
Yeah.
I guess that's what we need to remind ourselves, Robbie. Thanks for the call.
No worries.
131060, Andrew, what did your kid forget?
Well, we travelled about an hour away to my son's mate's little birthday.
Yeah.
Mm. Got him before we leave, grabbed the present.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Got there. Oh. Where's the present? Oh, at home.
It's on the kitchen table, Dad.
I know exactly where it is.
I can tell you, I can pinpoint with accuracy where it's located.
It's not here. It's not
in the game. And it was an hour away, so there's no turning around going back, Andrew.
No.
You got to post it to them.
Yeah. Sorry, little Billy. I do promise there's a present on the way. Tanya, what did your kid forget?
It wasn't actually my kid. It was myself and my mum.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. You're dobbing yourself in again.
Well, I was only in primary school, so. But mum dropped us off at the bus stop. Come flying down about an hour later. Mm. It was a pupil free day.
You were waiting there for an hour?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Where is this bus? It is taking its time today.
You just finished listening to the Clippo and Gabby podcast. Wrapped up thanks to Spotlight. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate, and celebrate this Christmas.